Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining. I'm Shanti Salas, a vice president at Open Corporates, the largest source of transparent company data in the world. Today, I'm joined by Louis Liu, a product manager at Google Cloud AI. We'll be talking about knowledge graphs and how they help users to better understand the companies they're working with at scale. So, Louis, for our listeners who aren't yet aware, what is a knowledge graph and what kind of business challenges can it help solve?
So, knowledge graph is actually a knowledge base that uses graph data model to integrate a lot of data together. That includes objects, events, processes, and abstract concepts. So, in knowledge graph, which is actually very different from relational databases, everything in the graph is called an entity. Right. If you imagine that it's a graph, you have a lot of nodes, and then you have relationships or edges to connect everything together. So by doing these and representing those objects, such as organizations, the knowledge graph for aggregating information about a thing into a single entity and representing things as a distinct and identifiable real-world concept. So by doing this, we can say, hey, this is a company A, and then this is a person B, and then the person is actually a CEO of the company. So Google actually announced its knowledge graph back in 2012 as a way to organize information from the web, right? When people actually go into Google search and type in some company or celebrities, and you're going to see a knowledge panel on the right-hand side, right? So that's the way we representing data, right, as a knowledge graph.
And how can knowledge graphs be used to create insights about companies that aren't necessarily apparent or visible or non-obvious, as it were?
Yeah, great question. So knowledge graph actually contain what we call golden data sets, the single source of truth. So you could imagine as an ecosystem where all Google teams contribute to the same graph, and then everybody going to also benefit the work from the work, right, done by others. I have read a very good handbook from enterpriseknowledgegraph.org. They describe there are five levels of maturity levels of KG. A few direct impact would be, you know, solving entity resolution problems, being able to identify fundamental questions like, have I seen this customer before? What do I know about this product? Right. So that's also kind of thing people do Google search, right? And then the second layer would be like a data hub. It's a single source of truth, aggregating all companies' data, and everybody going to go to the same place to access those data. Right? And then the third one is, of course, I think where Google is at is like an ecosystem, right? So powering a lot of intelligent systems, machine learning models, graph minings, fraud detections, reasonings. So I think those are kind of a very, I'd say, the ultimate states, right, that could really help companies to create insights.
And how critical is it that a knowledge graph be hydrated with good data?
Yeah, I would say it's extremely important because from a knowledge graph point of view, I think everybody probably in this space know like garbage in, garbage out, right? So from a knowledge graph point of view, we do need almost 100% fidelity of the data. So the data has to come from public and a verifiable source. And the data has to be verified probably across many sources to validate whether or not it's legit or not legit. So once you have those graphs, and then that's a place where people can really trust and building things on top.
And to make the discussion more practical, can you tell us a little bit about how Google's Enterprise Knowledge Graph in particular helps add intelligence to users' document processing?
Yeah, so there's a concept I actually try to clear out of the way. It's called entity linking. So, you know, as the name suggests, it's a task of assigning unique identities to those concepts and entities mentions from the text. So in the context of knowledge graph, it connects text mentions to entity in this particular graph that Google has, or, you know, we created within cloud. So under the hood, the recognition will take both the mentions and the context into consideration. So to link the best candidates, you know, that we can find within the graph. When we particularly looking at invoice, for example, right? I mean, people want to say, I want to verify if this is a real business entity, right? So people could just go to search and type things in, right? With this particular entity linking, we're able to, you know, automatically match the data to the graph and fetching the data back to the end user so they can see an enrichment of their document being processed by Document AI. Things like supplier name, phone number, addresses, websites, right? So those things could be pretty handy. And, you know, another pretty amazing thing about this is people have been thinking about how to clean up the data once they're getting data into a data warehouse, right? So here we're really thinking how we could put this process upfront. So people are actually getting clean data as they process a document and before they're moving all of them into a data lake.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Lewis. That's all the time we have for today. We really thank you for making the time to speak with us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us. Goodbye for now.